This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Myanmar's military has declared a curfew in the country's two most populous cities following days of large protests against the junta's seizure of power last week. Tens of thousands of people demonstrated across Myanmar for the third consecutive day Monday, exactly 1 week after the junta detained Aung San Suu Kyi and other leaders of the elected civilian government. The demonstrators held signs that read, "Save Myanmar, we want democracy," and photographs of Suu Kyi. Senior General Min Aung Hlaing, the general who led the coup, made no mention of the unrest in his address to the nation Monday evening. This was his first since taking power. He reiterated claims that the November election was fraudulent, but he promised to hold new elections to bring a true and disciplined democracy, in his words, different from previous eras of military rule. The military announced an 8 p.m. to 4 a.m. curfew would be imposed in the cities of Yangon and Mandalay. The United Nations has called for the coup to be reversed, urging international actors to, quote, carry out calls for a return to democracy. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken announced Monday the United States will return to the UN Human Rights Council as an observer. Blinken said in a statement the move is part of the Biden administration's recommitment, quote, to a foreign policy centered on democracy, human rights, and equality. The United States left the council in 2018. Former President Donald Trump's administration said the council was biased against Israel and needed a number of reforms. It complained that among the members of the Human Rights Council were countries that have been accused of human rights abuses, such as China, Cuba, and Venezuela. You can find more on this story at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. South Africa suspended its vaccination campaign against COVID-19 Sunday after a new study said it was the AstraZeneca vaccine was less effective against a variant of the virus found in that country. The commission reviewed cases from Sri Lanka, Indonesia, Bangladesh, Brazil, and Colombia. The study conducted by the University of Witwatersrand in Johannesburg and not yet peer-reviewed concluded that the British vaccine offered only limited protection against moderate forms of the disease caused by the South African variant in young adults. The news was a blow to South Africa, which has seen more than 46,000 people die from the virus. It had planned to begin inoculating its population with 1 million doses of the AstraZeneca vaccine in the coming days. AstraZeneca said Sunday it was developing another vaccine that would be more effective against the South African variant, and the new vaccine could be expected by this autumn. The World Health Organization is holding a meeting today about the latest development in South Africa. A British health official Monday downplayed the study, suggesting AstraZeneca COVID-19 vaccine was only minimally effective against a variant of the virus. He suggested the vaccine could be modified to address such strains. In an interview Monday, Britain's Minister of State for Health, Edward Argar, suggested there was no evidence the vaccine would not be effective in preventing hospitalization and severe illness and death from the South African strain. He said the vaccine could be modified the way flu vaccines are each year to address a variety of strains. He said a German pharmaceutical company is already working on this. Dr. Anthony Fauci said Monday the British variant of coronavirus is spreading fast enough that it could become the dominant strain of the virus in the United States by the end of March. Speaking during a virtual news briefing by the White House COVID-19 team, Fauci said the original strain of coronavirus is still currently dominant in the United States. Fauci, the chief medical advisor to President Joe Biden, said models show that the British strain, referred to as the B.1.1.7 variant, is spreading quickly and could be the dominant strain in the United States within 6 weeks. The encouraging news, he added, is that current vaccines currently being distributed in the United States have been shown to be effective against this variant. He cautioned, however, they are less effective against the so-called South African variant. The latest numbers from U.S. Centers for Disease Control show that at least 32 million Americans have received at least one dose of a COVID-19 vaccine. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News.